The good news over the past week is that we saw some warmer weather here in the listening area. On the bad side of news, scams seem to be cropping up a bit more than usual. I'm Nathan Cones with your week in review. MidAmerican Energy says they have seen an uptick of consumer reports of utility-related scams. Customers are saying they are getting calls with a number that appears to be from MidAmerican on their caller IDs. The scammer tells them their bill is past due and their service will be disconnected if they do not pay immediately over the phone or with a prepaid debit card. Anyone receiving such a call is advised to hang up and contact MidAmerican through the number on your billing statement. Do not call back the number that appeared on the caller ID, no matter how legitimate it may seem. MidAmerican reminds its customers that they take a variety of forms of payment, but will not require it be made immediately over the phone. They also say that multiple notices are sent out to a consumer to alert them their account is in arrears. Disconnection is only a last resort. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller has used the story of Carroll resident Paula Lamberts as an example of how easy it is to find yourself a victim of fraudulent ticket sales. Lamberts was attempting to buy tickets for her son to attend a Slipknot concert at the Iowa State Fair this summer. The ticket price was right in line, but she was notified by her credit card that instead of a charge in the $300 range, she was notified that more than $2,300 had been charged to her card. She was not able to get a refund from the company or any relief from Discover Card, but she did get a full refund after contacting the Attorney General. Miller reminds everyone to be cautious and ensure that any event shopping is taking place either directly with the venue or from a reputable seller. A Jefferson couple found themselves out nearly $35,000 after falling victim to a phone scam last week. The Jefferson Police Department received a report that the couple was contacted by someone they believed to be a grandchild and told they were in jail in need of bail money. After mailing out money totaling more than $30,000 in 2 days, the scammers contacted them again and they provided the information for 10 Walmart gift cards totaling $4,000. Authorities say even though they will open an investigation, these types of scams are almost untraceable. Everyone is reminded to just hang up if they receive this type of call. Contact family members and verify any legitimacy to claims made, and that law enforcement agencies will never ask for prepaid debit cards as a form of payment. As we move closer to the tax filing deadline of April 15th, IRS tax scams tend to crop up a little bit more in this time as well. Just a quick reminder that the IRS will never contact you over the phone. They'll always send you either a letter in the mail or contact you in person. But that's been your week in review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Be sure to check out our website at carrollbroadcasting.com where you can find all of your news and information needs at the click of a button 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free of charge.